This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. With U.S. President Donald Trump refusing to concede the election and claiming fraud in the vote count, his administration appears to have not yet started assisting projected President-elect Joe Biden in the initial stages of taking control of the government. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
As Biden sought to unify the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic,
this election is over.
The president continued refusing to concede, mounting legal challenges, and getting backing from the man many in the GOP see as the one who may eventually need to nudge him out the door, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities.
In the meantime, White House officials and Trump political appointees told career government staffers they are not to start acting on transition planning to Biden until the General Services Administration approves it, keeping Biden from access to federal agencies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says if pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected, the U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said that the vaccine it has been developing effective against COVID-19. Azar says he anticipates more vaccines from other companies soon. The news comes as the U.S. surpasses 10 million total COVID-19 cases, including more than 100,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instructed lockdown measures to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million. This is VOA News. The African Union is calling for an immediate halt to the conflict in Ethiopia, where the army has launched military operations in the northern region of Tigray. The AU is appealing for the immediate end of hostilities and calls on parties to respect human rights and ensure the protections of civilians. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a challenge by Republican-governed states backed by President Trump's administration, aiming to invalidate the Obamacare health care law. President-elect Joe Biden has criticized Republican efforts to throw out the Affordable Care Act, as the law is formally known, in the midst of the deadly coronavirus pandemic. Armenia and Azerbaijan announced an agreement early Tuesday to halt fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan under a pact signed with Russia that calls for deployment of nearly 2,000 Russian peacekeepers. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Armenian protesters stormed the government house in the capital Yerevan on Tuesday, demanding to see the country's leader after he announced a ceasefire deal with Azerbaijan and Russia. The declaration follows 6 weeks of heavy fighting in the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region, sparking fears of a wider regional war feared to have killed thousands. Three ceasefires have failed in the past 6 weeks, and Azerbaijan's superior weaponry and battlefield gains have reduced its incentive to seek a lasting peace deal.
That's Reuters' Gloria So reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas declared a three-day mourning period for Saeb Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator who died on Tuesday after contracting COVID-19. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Erekat, a veteran peace negotiator and prominent international spokesman for the Palestinians for more than three decades, has died after being infected by the coronavirus. American educated, he was involved in nearly every round of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians over the years. Constant media presence, tirelessly arguing for a negotiated two-state solution to the decades-old conflict, defending the Palestinian leadership and blaming Israel, particularly hardline leader Benjamin Netanyahu, for the failure to reach an agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican published its two-year investigation into the rise and fall of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick on Tuesday. He was defrocked in 2019 after a Vatican investigation determined he sexually abused adults as well as children. The report on Who Knew What accuses senior U.S. clergy of providing, quote, inaccurate and incomplete information to the Holy See about his behavior. For more information on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.